Welcome back to BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, when it comes to producing a Business Radio X show, let's talk a little bit about what not to do.
Yeah, there's some things, especially new producers, I see them making this mistake. You know, we've coached them up. We've told them this is the stuff you got to press record. You got to do certain things. So they're very mindful of that. And the kind of the execution of the production of the show is really easy to transfer. Some of the subtleties about what we do before and after a show are a little harder for a new, especially young producer to kind of pull off. And why don't you talk a little bit about like a mistake you see some young producers do, even when it comes to bringing the guest into the room?
So, yeah, so some things when you're initially bringing the guest into the room, this is new to them. This is not something that they're accustomed to. They need someone who is in charge. And so one of the key disciplines that we always share with our new producers, you got to tell these people where to sit. So you don't leave any of that up to chance. They need to know that you know what you're doing and you tell them exactly where to sit. And there's actually often some science to that that we can talk about in another pro tip. But you command the room. So that's important. And then on the other side of it, letting the room breathe after the show, man.
Right. A lot of young people, when they're producing, they're in such a hurry to check all the box, got to get the photos, got to get all this stuff done. They're not letting the room breathe. They're not letting the people chat and talk and watching kind of the temperature of the room in terms of let the conversation die down. Then you bring it back up with, okay, now it's time to take pictures. You know, you got to kind of be taking the temperature all the time. And then getting back to the earlier point about where the guests sit, make sure that the most important guest in that room is sitting next to you or the person that's doing the interview, the most important, you know, if that's the relationship that matters, make sure they're either sitting next to each other or across from each other where they can have a conversation after the show's over.
Well, like when you and I, when I produce and we co-host, or even if I produce and I'm not playing much of a host role, but I do play a pretty significant selling role for our studio, we'll put one right here by me because as we are letting the room breathe, sometimes a room conversation turns into two or three smaller conversations, and I get some one-on-one time to talk about, you know, how they can repurpose their interview, how maybe they should consider doing something like this more often. You get that intimate. That's the whole reason we're here.
That's why we're doing the show, is to build rapport, right, to build relationships. So you have to strategically put the guests in the room. You can't just leave it to chance to hope your best, you know, prospect in the room is in the right spot. Put them in the right spot. You have control of the room. After the show's over, make sure you're not rushing them out of here. The whole reason we're in here is to spend more time together. Why are you in a hurry to have anybody leave? You know, you shouldn't be in a hurry to have anybody leave. The room, they should leave when they want to leave. We leave enough room to allow as much conversation as necessary.
And if you're a studio partner and you've decided, look, I'm going to get a young person in here or another person, young or old, to run the board, that can be done. And it doesn't take a genius to run the board the way that we do it. We set it and forget it. And there's very few buttons that really have to be pushed. But what is important is that that person knows what to say and do or not say and not do. So you really got to have this conversation with them about managing the room. And because if you just leave it in their hands, they're going to be more task oriented, just trying to run through the task, and they're going to make that fatal mistake of not letting the room breathe, I think.
And they're not going to leverage the relationships. They're not going to spend as much time getting the most out of this opportunity face-to-face you have with somebody that matters. So be mindful that when you're teaching them how to produce, that you focus on the stuff that matters, which is the relationship building that happens before and after the actual show.